Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, and this is our second episode ever. And we're already going to have two guests on our show, which is going to be Destiny Wise.
Hi.
And Shay Amanda. And Shay is going to be on the second half, you'll hear her later. And Chloe's here, as usual.
Hello.
And today we're actually going to talk about horoscopes. And we're going to figure out whether they're nerdy or not. Personally, I already don't think they're nerdy because I always read.
I'm obsessed.
Destiny is like our horoscope professional. I'm going to read a few things about the horoscope before we get started, just in case anybody doesn't know what a horoscope is. A horoscope is an astrological chart or diagram representing the positions of the sun, moon, planets, astrological aspects, and sensitive angles at the time of an event, such as the moment of a person's birth. The word horoscope is derived from the Greek words aura and scopos, meaning time and observer. I did not know that.
Interesting.
Already said that. Other commonly used names for the horoscope in English is natal chart, astrological chart, astro chart, celestial map, sky map, star chart. Ooh, I want to start calling it star chart. Cosmogram, vitasphere, radical chart, radix, chart wheel, or simply chart. You guys have any comments? Okay.
Let's say zodiac chart instead of just like horoscope. People call it zodiac chart as well.
Yeah. It is used as a method of divination. Do you know what that means? Regarding events relating to the point in time it represents, and it forms the basis of a horoscopic traditions of astrology. So everybody pretty much has their own place on a chart, depending on the time you were born. See, I was I'm a Cancer. Destiny Wise is a
Libra.
Chloe's a
Sagittarius. Yeah.
And that's the horoscopes right now, and we're definitely not professionals. I know there's horoscopics or something like that. Like I was saying, we are definitely not professionals by any means, but we do our research and we know a lot about them. Like, Destiny 24/7 researches them. I'm not kidding. She, like, oh my god. Destiny, do you know the dates of the horoscopes?
I sorta. Not off by heart.
I'll just say all the dates so everybody listening can know theirs. So, if you're born from... If it'll load, give me 1 second. If you're born from March 21st to April 19th, you're a Aries. If you're born from April 20th to May 20th, you're a Taurus. If you're born from Gemini. If you're born from May 21st to June 20th, you're a Gemini. If you're born from June 21st to July 22nd, you're a Cancer. If you're born from July 23rd to August 22nd, you're a Leo. If you're born from August 23rd to September 22nd, you're a Virgo. If you're born from September 23rd to October 22nd, you're a Libra. If you're born from October 23rd to November 21st, you're a Scorpio. If you're born from November 22nd to December 21st, you're a Sagittarius. If you're born from December 22nd to June 19th, you're a Capricorn. If you're born from June 20th to February 18th, you're Aquarius. And last but not least, if you're born from February 19th to March 20th, you're a Pisces. The thing is, Chloe has something to say about the horoscopes. She doesn't remember. She said it the other day. She, was gonna say how they're, like, broad, most of the details about them. Like, very broad. They can be done for any person. So, that's where a lot of people don't believe the zodiacs.
It's very easy to go, oh, next month you're going to find yourself or find something. I don't know. It really depends on the person. So you can easily tell somebody, God, oh, let me read your palm or something stupid and tell them something. But, yeah, you can easily fool people doing that.
Got anything to say, Destiny?
Not really.
Well, some things are, like, really spot on that it's scary. Like, with Libras, they're very indecisive, and Destiny is so indecisive with everything. Like, if you gave her two options, she couldn't choose anything. Like, it's not even funny anymore. Cancers.
Yeah.
Emotional.
Of course.
I mean, before we were doing this thing where, there's this YouTube video going around where you can, quote-unquote, see your past life. I tried it. I thought I could see it. Destiny tried it. And she started bawling her eyes out. Like, I'm not even joking. She opened her eyes and she, like, had tears going down her face. I thought she was laughing because her eyes were closed. You have to keep your eyes closed. And I thought she was laughing.
Did you give them the name?
If
they
want to
try it.
I think it's Brian Weiss Past Life something something. If you search up how to see your past life, it'll come up, and it was from 7 years ago.
Yeah, and there's also somebody reloaded it for a 2 year ago. So somebody's reposted it.
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, so we still need to work out whether this is nerdy or not.
My English obviously isn't nerdy.
You don't think?
It's not nerdy.
No, because so many people are into it.
Unlike gaming, not many people are into it. And people are. Other people.
Yeah, but nerds, quote-unquote nerds, are either highly technical, abstract, or relating topics of science, fiction, or fantasy. To the exclusion of mainstream activities. And Destiny, you're very nerdy.
Okay, if you say so.
Maybe I'll start talking to you.
Might want to re-say that so they can hear you.
No, it's good.
She said, might want to meet outside so she can hit you. So, I personally think it is, and I know you both are going to hate me for it.
But I think for, like, a Karen, like those fucking weird Karens, I think they'll class that as a nerdy.
Are you calling me a Karen?
Yes, I am.
Maybe you were a Karen in your past life, Brady.
Oh my god, no. I worked at a nuclear power plant thing.
discarded.
I worked at home. Okay, so we've concluded that it isn't nerdy.
No, not nerdy.
You want to plug your Instagram, Snapchat, or anything?
No, it's fine.
Alright, well, we're going to go on to the second part, which is Shay Amanda. And we're going to be talking about Shadowhunters. Keep on listening if you guys want to listen to that. Thanks for listening, guys. Our second guest for today is Shay. And we're going to talk about... This is a random part. So we're going to talk about Shadowhunters and Alec and Magnus's relationship. So, we're going to talk about the show, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, with the show, what are some key points of their relationship?
Well, mainly the part where it's, like, Alec is, like, always, like, pushing Magnus and Magnus away, and Magnus is, like, not telling Alec anything. Because, like, you know, because he's, like, a warlock, and because Magnus is, like, immortal, and Alec is mortal, so, like, you know, that relationship doesn't really work as much as, you know, as Magnus's past relationship did. So I was just, like, thinking off the top of my head, you know, that that relationship is kind of toxic as well, like, because their communication skills isn't that well. They're just, like, romanticizing everything. They're not, like, talking to each other, communicating and stuff. They're just, like, being, like, romantic and, you know, that sort of stuff. So, like, I was just, you know, just thought, like, they're a bit toxic and, like, you know, they'd never really...
Yeah, it's not like most relationships.
Yeah, like just say, like, Clary and Simon, for example. Like, they were a couple, like, into the show, like, quite into the show, and, like, they were, like, really good. And they were, like, they talked, and then they, like, did, like, a lot together, and they, you know, did that, blah, blah, blah. But, like, yeah. Well, like, that doesn't happen with, if Magnus and Alec. It's just, like... You know, it just doesn't fit. I'm like, yeah, they're cute. Yeah, they're gay. But, like, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You got any comments about this, Chloe?
No, not really. I just hate Simon.
Well, that's a bold opinion.
That's a very bold opinion.
I don't like his character. He's just too of a...
He looks like Brendan Urie, to be honest.
The character is, he's, I can't say it, he's a scaredy cat. I'll say it that way.
Yeah, he starts off to being nerdy.
Wait, stuff. He's a star of the show right now because he's a nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't like it. He's just so scared of everything that he tries to be tough, but he's such a still scaredy cat. I don't like it.
I don't think anyone likes it.
He's trying to be the hero, but I don't like it.
I mean, by the end, he does get kind of, you know, better.
Still annoying. I still don't like him in the books.
Yeah. Well, so another key point of Alec and Magnus's relationship is just... all of Magnus's exes as well.
They keep popping up everywhere and just being like, hi, I'm here, bitch, you know, like,
remember we used to date like 3,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camilla especially, you know, the vampire. Oh, yeah. Camilla, yeah. Her especially, she's just like, ta-ha, pay attention to me. And
the thing is, Magnus knows, like, everybody, and Alec barely knows people.
Mm. And it's just like, you know, and the part I didn't like is when Magnus doubted Alec about everything, you know, and like, and it's just kind of upsetting that Magnus would actually doubt Alec for thinking, like, making him confused about his sexual orientation, and then, you know, that sort of stuff. But, like, you know, it's just, like,
Magnus knows that he's gonna die in 80 years' time.
And then he's still gonna be alive, and he's gonna have to live with the fact that, you know.
Yeah, in the past he dated a non-Shadow Hunter.
Like warlocks and stuff.
And apparently he got upset because he died, or she. I don't know if that was a boy or a girl. Can't remember.
I think it was a girl. No, yeah. No, it was a guy.
I think it was a mix of all of them.
Yeah, it was so confusing because, like, he dated so many people and fucked so many people.
Yeah, but his rule was to not date another human, basically.
But he did.
Well, somebody that can
die,
pretty much.
He chooses to stop dating people who can die in 80 years.
That aren't immortal, pretty much. So
yeah, and it's like,
by any means, we're not saying that we hate their relationship. We're just saying that it, like, may be kind of toxic.
If you live forever, would you date a person who's going to live forever?
No, that's just wrong, and it just wouldn't. It hurt me.
You wouldn't be able to handle
especially
it.
Especially if it's like your first year falling in love with somebody, then you find out you're living forever.
And if you guys end up having kids, and then you have to live with, like, that sort of guilt, and the kids would probably live to see their father die as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And they would, like, just, yeah, and also, if the kids do get the more Alex side, if... We're not trying to do any spoilers, but if Alec and Magnus did have children, and the children got more Alec side, then Magnus would see his own children die.
Yeah, that's just sad.
Yeah.
But Magnus feels like he has no emotion. He's turned it off.
Sometimes. I feel like around certain people.
Yeah, but even around Alec, he does it. Alec, whatever his name is again.
Alec.
Yeah. He does it around him.
I got kind of pissed because, you know how Magnus is immortal? I got kind of pissed because, like, they changed the appearance of Magnus. Like, because in the first season, he looked more younger than in the second season. Like, that's so confusing. If he's immortal and, like, he's lived for thousands of years, the appearance wouldn't change.
Yeah, he did look a lot older in the
second season. He looked more like a child in the first season. It was funny.
Yeah. And the thing is, in the last season, I'm still not trying to give any spoilers for anybody who wants to watch it.
You should really watch it, though.
He looks so mature, though. Like, if you look back at the old one...
He looked like a child. Like, a little child. And then he looked like a fucking 50-year-old man in the second season.
And the thing is, he's supposed to be immortal. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, like... If you're gonna do a character that's gonna be immortal, at least make him look the same in every season. Like, you can change the hair color and stuff like that, but just don't change the appearance. Like,
there are just so many plot things that aren't really correct in it.
It's
like,
I understand that. Like, I understand the plot changes like every 2 seconds. Cause, like, one time we're talking about Clary and Jace, and then the next time we're talking about Alex and Magnus, like. Oh, and another thing, if the listeners are actually wanting to watch the Shadow Hunters, I highly recommend it because my friend a couple years back got me onto it, and since then I've been obsessed with it. So, like, you should watch it.
That was like me. Brody put it on for me, and I just got addicted to it too.
We both bought the books and.
I've read one book from the school library, and I just haven't seemed like, amused by it. Like, it's just, like, not my type of
story. Very
the plot is so different.
Yeah, it takes for a while to build up to, like, the action and all that. But it is good if you can actually hold out and wait for the action. Instead of, like, the show's, like,
action. I'm impatient, so... Can't really wait for action to happen. I'm impatient.
I got so pissed when they cancelled the show.
Me too, to be honest. Because, like, you know, they shouldn't have cancelled it. They should have kept it going. Like, even though
they should have gave it one more season and actually finished it up correctly.
Like, at least one more season.
I think they should have, like, six shows. And what the first one is City Bones. Second one is City of, like, Glass or whatever. City of Ashes. And then, yeah, you get what I mean.
Yeah, but the movie didn't go that great.
Yeah. It really didn't.
I reckon... when I first saw the movie, I reckon it shouldn't have become a movie. I reckon it should have become a TV show.
Yeah.
Because they just try to fit everything in one, like, 1 hour or 2 hour, whatever it is, how many hours that movie is.
Yeah. Okay, so we might end the Shadowhunter part here. Shay's got a few things to say before we end the podcast in general.
Okay, so by the end of the year, I'm hoping to start a small makeup product line. It's going to be, I'm not sure what it's going to be called yet, but it's going to be called along the lines either of Pegasus Cosmetics or Angels Cosmetics, because, like, you know, Angel's been a name since I was little, and, you know, just Pegasus, because, like, yeah. So, and I'll be, like, releasing lip gloss, lipsticks, skincare, lashes, anything you think of, I'll probably be releasing, so watch out for that by the end of the year. So, yeah.
Yep, and we'll let you know in a podcast when it does officially come out, and, like, we'll leave, if you guys go check out our Instagram, we'll even post about it, and, Shay, do you want to plug your Instagram if you want?
Oh, yeah, follow me, Shay with 2 Y's, Amanda, so, like, yeah, just follow me.
Yeah. All right, thanks for listening, guys.